New Westbourne Braid Street Studios is back home after spending a short stint away in Port Coquitlam. First started at 100 Braid Street, hence the name, in 2014, the co-working art studio had to shift base to Port Coquitlam for 3 years before making its way back to New West this spring. "It's wonderful to be back. I'm extremely happy," said Susan L. Gregg, founder of Braid Street Studios, and a resident of New West for 20 years. "This is my home," said the award-winning Métis artist. On June 10, Braid Street Studios will see the official launch of its 2 new locations in the city. For Gregg, the day will mark the completion of 9 years since she embarked on a journey that was spurred by the question, "If I wasn't afraid to fail, what would I do?" The beginning of Braid Street Studios. Gregg, who worked in healthcare back then, recollects answering that question. "I said to myself, I would surround myself with a community of artists. I would paint and write full time." At that point, Gregg was on a 3-month break from work. She was suffering from PTSD, and couldn't imagine going back to the hospital. So, instead, she decided to nurture the dream of being a full-time artist right away. "I asked myself, well, why can't I do it now? So, I went and found a building." Gregg found a 1929-built building, a historic building at 100 Braid Street, to be the home of her new business. It used to be a winery building for the BC Distillery. Gregg turned it into a co-working space for artists. In the building, there were 46 art studios, workshop rooms, and a 2,500-square-foot event space that held art shows and sometimes weddings, said Gregg. After about 6 years of operating out of the iconic space, Gregg had to move out, as the building was to be redeveloped into a 34-story residential tower. "It was right in the middle of the pandemic and it was a difficult time, but we received tremendous support from the building owner, West Group Properties," as per Gregg. Though the artists had to disperse from the Art Hub, all of them have managed to remain connected through an online group. Meanwhile, Gregg moved to Port Coquitlam, to a very small gallery and 2 studio space. "It's been a slow journey," she said. "I look at Port Coquitlam as a place for us to just get through the pandemic. And that's exactly what happened." While there, Gregg continued looking for properties in Vancouver, Burnaby, Coquitlam, and Port Moody. Aside from people reaching out to her with leads on potential locations, she also received support from the City of New Westminster's Economic Development Department to find another spot within the city. "My heart has been in New West, and it has always been my first choice. Now, with 2 new locations in New West, she got what her heart wanted. The location at 321 6th Street has individual studios with lockable doors, a meeting, workshop room, a commercial industrial sink and more. While this is essentially an office building, the other location, at 301 6th Street, is a little bit more like the original Braid Street building where artists share a common space," she said. "So what we're really doing is catering to different types of artists, artists who prefer to have their own studio, and also those who want to work in a collaborative environment." Meanwhile, the Poco Gallery and studio space will be transformed entirely as just a studio space, she said. Between the three, Braid Street Studios can accommodate about 40 artists. Is the uptown move a permanent one? While the new locations are open for artists to rent, Gregg can't guarantee any applicant more than 18 months in the space. The building is going to be redeveloped at some point. We don't know what's going to happen with the redevelopment. If there are any delays, we could go on for longer. Gregg is already in talks with other developers and building owners to plan where she can move the artists once the redevelopment of the current site starts. Since COVID, Gregg has been seeking properties that are set for redevelopment and might have trouble filling a building with short-term rentals. Rather than a space sitting empty for 18 months to 2 years during the redevelopment process, and because Braid Street Studios already has an existing community looking for space, we have the connections, structure, and processes in place to pop up quickly. We can create a community where none has existed before, and it is a wonderful way for owners and developers to support the arts community. But a move is a long way away. As of now, Greg is just happy to bring Braid Street Studios back home. Braid Street Studios has two new locations in New Westminster, 321 6th Street and 301 6th Street. The studios are open to the public on the first Friday and the first Saturday of each month. Artists can apply for a space on Braid Street Studios website. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Braid Street Studios Art Community, at 100 Braidist.